T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be heard by calling 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM WEEI. So you want the good or the bad first?
Well, let's get the bad out of the way.
All right, no, so the bad. So Dateline Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay.
This is from Yahoo News. As coronavirus cases around the U.S. continue to rise, authorities in one Alabama county may have identified a possible source for their increase. Infected college students. Tuscaloosa Fire Rescue Chief Randy Smith said Tuesday that city officials were able to confirm incidents of students knowingly diagnosed with COVID-19 still choosing to attend parties and gatherings within the city and county. Quote, "We thought that was kind of a rumor at first," said Smith, who is heading the city of Tuscaloosa's incident command team in response to the coronavirus. "We did some additional research. Not only did the doctor's office help confirm it, but the state also confirmed that they had the same information." So Smith did not identify how many students knowingly. Apparently what happened is they were going to parties to catch coronavirus. Alabama students would hold parties, and it was a contest to see who could catch COVID-19 first. And they literally put money in a pot, and whoever was diagnosed with COVID first got the money.
That is, I mean, it makes me a little upset because it just, this is serious, man.
The Tuscaloosa City Councilor Sonia McKinstry told ABC News, students have been organizing COVID parties at which they intentionally infect each other. Quote, "They put money in a pot, then they try to get COVID. Whoever gets COVID first gets the pot. It makes no sense."
Congratulations. You can pay for the medical services and the attention that you're going to get from getting this virus. Like, what are we doing? You know, what are we doing?
I mean, I know college kids can be young and, you know, dumb.
But that's not young and dumb. No, that's just pure stupid and reckless.
That's reckless, is what it is.
Stupid. I just said stupid. Stupid. You're stupid. Yeah, I know. That reckless and stupid. Stupid. There you go.
All right. So that
new word.
So that's that. That's the bad.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what one of the good things to come out of this pandemic is?
Silver lining. Let's say silver lining.
Yeah, you're right. Sure. You're right. A silver lining is something actually positive that's come out of this.
Sure.
So I've had a chance to play a few rounds of golf this spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, the pace of play at golf courses is tremendous.
Oh.
And I'm talking about golf courses whose tee sheets are full.
Wow.
Like sold out for the day.
Yep.
And I'll tell you the reason. There's really two that I have found, I believe.
Okay.
Number one, I'll use Triggs as an example in Providence.
Yep.
Triggs initially, when the pandemic first came out, and then Mayor Alorza shut them down, when they reopened, they went to 15-minute tee time interviews to try to space people out. Then they moved it up to 10-minute tee time intervals, because normally it's 8 minutes between tee times at golf courses. They found that with those 10-minute tee time intervals, that the pace of play at that course had improved dramatically. Because if you play Triggs when it's busy on like a weekday or weekend morning around like 9, 10 o'clock you tee off, you could be in for like a 5.5-hour round.
Sure.
They found that the 10-minute tee times brought pace of play down to about 4 hours, in many cases less. So Trigg sent an email to its customers saying, we're going to keep this. Even after the crisis is over with, we are going to stick with 10-minute tee times. Great job by you to recognize that, because I agree. The 10-minute tee times really improve the pace of play. The other thing that has improved the pace of play is the fact that people are forced to either walk and carry their bag, which I like to do for the exercise because you don't get a ton playing golf. Or if you take a cart, at the moment you have to take separate carts unless you live in the same household as a person you're playing with.
Yep.
So if I'm playing golf with you, you have to go in a cart, I have to go in a separate cart. And that dramatically speeds up play as well, because instead of sharing a cart and driving to my ball to hit and then driving to your ball to hit, we're each driving to our own golf balls and playing ready golf, and boom, I hit, you hit, and that speeds up play.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the folks at Cranston Country Club, I said, you know, is how, you guys have a shortage of carts? And they said, you know, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes we're waiting for carts to come in to send the next ones out, because it's four carts per foursome as opposed to just two. But he said it really hasn't been a problem yet. He said it gets tight in that middle of the day area, he said, but we've been able to get through it okay. So I played Cranston the other day. We played in 3 hours in like 40 minutes as a foursome.
Wow.
And they told me they did not have one open tee time on their sheet.
That's great for business.
Again, just one of the benefits to come out of the pandemic.
It's great. If pace of play, if you're moving it along, that's a great thing for everybody. I'm just happy that the business
and
is.
And here we
golf
go. Let's go to the text line and read an idiot's text from the 508.
Boy.
99% of college students who get COVID do not require any medical care at all. You guys are clueless. Okay, so what about the 1% that do and might die from it? Do they not matter?
Here's
number two, what about them spreading it to their family members,
that's
to their
exactly
parents, to their grandparents?
Say.
You want to talk about clueless, my friend? Whoever texted us with that text, you're clueless, pal.
No, I don't entertain those people anymore. Because if you can't get past the fact that this is a serious thing and it can spread from person to person, and then it's not about you, it's or you contracting it, it's about you passing it along to family members, as Scott just said, and people that are older than you, then I don't even want to entertain the thought with you, Texter. I'm sorry. I don't want to entertain the thought with you, because you can't get over the fact that this thing is serious. Don't throw statistics. I don't want to hear the statistics anymore. I don't want to hear that crap. It's serious, okay? It's spreading throughout the country. The numbers are going up in a lot of different states, okay? Just because it might not be affecting you doesn't mean it's not affecting a lot of other people in the country. I'm done with that.
Don't
stuff.
Get me wrong. I think it's great that it does not affect young people for the most part.
For the
okay?
most part.
I'm happy that that's the case, but you still have to worry about those who are vulnerable, the older population. Those people have parents and grandparents. Do you want them to take it home to them?
The whole COVID, the party thing, it's not funny to me. It's not funny. You're not taking it seriously. Like, we shut down the country for a reason, okay? Like, it's just, I shake my head. I did this last week. I don't want to get frustrated.
All plus, right. This is a sports show. I mean,
I know
he's obviously a sports fan. If he's listening, we want sports back. We got to contain this thing,
right?
Completely.
And along those lines, I got one other thing to share with you. But one other thing before we get to that thing,
okay,
is happy birthday to Brown men's basketball coach Mike Martin.
Hey, happy birthday, Mike!
I didn't realize he was a 4th of July birthday
guy.
Wow. Yeah. At least that just popped up on my Facebook page. So happy birthday, Mike Martin!
Truly American,
head coach of the Brown men's basketball.
Truly
program.
Captain America.
That's
right.
There
you go.
Great American is Mike Martin. So I did see where, was it the Surgeon General said the other day, if we want sports to return and there are going to be fans, you better wear your mask.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. That's the only way you're going to see fans in the stands at sports games anytime soon. And I think most sports are not going to have fans, at least in the short term.
One of my favorite trends on social media over the past couple weeks was somebody would post two pictures, okay? And one of them would be a mask, and then one of them would be like their favorite sporting event or something. Like somebody I know was a URI fan, URI basketball fan, and posted like the picture of the Ryan Center filled with fans. And the tweet would say, if you want this, which was the Ryan Center filled with fans, then wear this. And it was a mask. And it blew up. Like people would do it to their favorite sporting events, whatever. I thought that was great. Because
yeah.
I'm like, or maybe my favorite one of the week. Twitter, okay? Twitter's actual Twitter account from the company
mm-hmm.
said, If you want an edit button for tweets, wear your mask. Anybody that uses Twitter heavily, for work, everybody was like, everybody's like, wear your mask, people. Wear your mask. I want my edit button.
Why won't Twitter do that?
Well, hey, if you wear your mask, they might. So wear your mask.
I mean, seriously. That's all you like Facebook, Instagram, you can edit a post if you screw up a word or what, you want to change a little something.
I don't know.
Twitter, you got to delete it, take it down, and retweet it.
I don't know.
Then you've lost the momentum that the initial tweet gained.
I don't know. But, hey, if we can edit it.
That's bullcrap.
Just wear your mask, Scott. Just wear your mask. We'll get our edit button. That's a big thing.
I'd like to think that would do it, but I'm.
So does the virus spread on Twitter?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, right. We have another caller?
No.
Oh, okay. No. So I was just going to bring, when I see Scott reach for the mouse, I'm like, he's getting ready to bring somebody on. I just wanted to mention that yesterday, for the first time in 4 months, I went outside of the sort of Providence area to do a story. Went to Fenway Park yesterday, Scott. Yeah, nice. It was very refreshing. And
I watched the 6 o'clock sportscast.
Did
I didn't realize that you got that footage up there. I wasn't sure if the Red Sox fed that stuff to the media.
No, that was all.
So that was Nick Coit
yesterday was
obtained
me.
Footage.
So you know the thing that was fed to us, and that's going to happen here with pro sports going forward. If you're interested in sports media and whatnot, instead of doing press conferences with people in the room and whatnot, you okay? You a little hot?
I just looked at the thermometer. It said 77 degrees. I'm like, I'm dying in here.
That's a little hot under the collar.
I just turned it down to 50.
I'm looking at Scott, telling him this point, and he just turns around and he looks over. And
I never listened.
I didn't know if you.
Headphones off, went right to the thermostat.
I just casually checked out on that take.
Hey, as you heard about 20 minutes ago, I wasn't listening to him either. So
here's your receipt, Coit.
There you go. So with sports media going forward, when they do press conferences, everything's being done virtually now. And I think the Red Sox did a good job yesterday. I think the Celtics have done a good job here. They'll hop on Zoom, and then you'll ask your question, whatever. They'll have the room set up and everything like that with, Ron Renicki or Brad Stevens so it's that part is virtual, but being able to be at the ballpark yesterday, there was a lot of regulations.
I'm worried about Renicki, by the way. How old is he?
High 60s, I think.
He's the manager of the team.
It's a guy
you worry about.
He was fine walking around.
I saw him with
yesterday.
His mask on. Yeah.
I got a nice shot of he was walking over toward the dugout. He reached in his back pocket. He had a little hand sanitizer, put the hand sanitizer
on. I
was like, ooh, this is a good shot. I said, because this is going to be nice to play off of, what the story was.
Did you tell him not to light any firecrackers after he did that?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Well, that's coming up. I've got something that grinds my gears.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, just talking about the experience. I think it's something that we're going to get used to here with teams coming back and whatnot. They're not using the clubhouse right now. A lot of the players are using suites.
The luxury suites, two lockers per luxury suite.
Yep. Michael Chavis actually put out a nice video of his, walking in. Here's the setup, whatnot. Just in an effort to socially distance, but...
So are they allowed to shower at the park? Because they'd have to go to the clubhouse for that. There's no showers in the luxury suite, so do they shower at home?
Probably have to shower at home, I guess.
I would think.
Yeah, which it is what it is, I guess. I mean, everybody's socially distanced. It was an interesting experience being at Fenway yesterday. For me, it was refreshing work-wise because I couldn't believe I was out somewhere at Fenway Park doing something that felt sort of normal.
Yeah.
But I'm walking around. There was like three shooting locations that we had, throughout the ballpark. We all had to walk around to them. I'm wearing my mask the whole time. All the players, everybody's wearing masks. Everybody's getting ready. They work out in groups. This is going to be a slow trend trying to get back to sports and baseball and whatnot. There was a lot of precautions there. Just trying to get back and playing games. It is, when I see that and then think 3 weeks from now they're going to play games, boy, that is going to be, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really, really tough. It was nice to see. It was good to be back around the ballpark. Good to see the players out there. But this is not going to be an easy thing. And keep your eyes out, too, because I don't know who tested positive, but Renicki said yesterday we do have positive tests, and he used the word S, meaning there was multiple positive tests.
Yep.
The only guy we know about is Eduardo Rodriguez. because he was around somebody that had COVID, so he wasn't there yesterday. So he got tested. We'll see if you know what the results are. But it was just a very surreal experience yesterday being at Fenway and seeing the precautions that are in there, because it just sort of underscores how careful they're being, but also how tough it's going to be to just get this thing rolling.
And that's why I think a lot of us still have reservations as to whether or not we're going to see sports, or if we see sports, will they be able to sustain it, or are they going to have to shut it down at some point? I think this is going to be very intriguing to watch moving forward. But you may have heard, many of you, in the hourly show open, the reference to the Pawtucket Red Sox and our good friend Bill Walmus, Director of Media Relations. Well, Joe, you know what really grinds my gears? Last year I played in a golf tournament.
Okay.
And I won a luxury suite for one night at McCoy Stadium this season. And the damn season's been canceled.
No.
I can't use my luxury suite.
And in the last
season,
too.
You think the Woo Sox will honor that?
Well, hey.
What do you think?
Talk to Dr. Charles. Talk to all the people there. Like, hey.
I won a luxury suite night at McCoy Stadium for this season, and I never got to use it.
Scott wants his new suite there at Polar Park.
Just one night.
He wants a suite at Polar Park for a night. Give it to him.
It is sad that the minor league season got canceled this week, and that we didn't get, you know, the final season and the goodbye here, for the Paw Sox. They're talking about ways, I know, to try to, you know, give a proper farewell.
My guess is they might have a game down here.
To me, that would be a great. I would think maybe like a 3-game series, like a weekend, because I think a lot of people would be interested, like having one game. You know, what happens if you sell that out fast? Because I think a lot of people would go. If it was for one series for a weekend, bring a team here, play 3 games, play 4 games, and then call it. But I think they should come back and play, you know, at least a couple games here, you know, just to give the proper farewell. It stinks that they didn't have the whole season. But it is pretty cool, and Ian did a great story this week. I don't know if you saw it. He talked to Cole Sturgeon, who the last game of the season last year, which could end up being the last game ever at McCoy, he hit 3 home runs in that game, and the last was a walk-off home run in the 10th inning. I mean, that would...
Yeah,
as
there's
much
your
as
answer
you
to
hate,
a trivia question.
Right, like as much as you hate that they did get the proper farewell, if that's the last memory at McCoy Stadium, like that's pretty cool, you know, and Cole was pretty happy about it, and... we've talked about it with the Paw Sox before. It's disappointing that they're leaving and they're not going to be around anymore, but it is what it is
point. I don't want to go down this road again,
no.
But I'm disappointed that they could not come
of
to
course.
An agreement to build a stadium in Providence.
I'm with you.
That would have been such a gem to have downtown just off that Iway Bridge on 195. It just would have lit up the city it would have been such a great centerpiece. It would have made that downtown picture looks so beautiful.
I know.
I'm so bummed out that
instead,
didn't happen.
Instead, they spent $23 million on a footbridge.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Oh, but it's so beautiful. You can walk over the river, Scott. It's very nice. Take some pictures with the kids.
All right, we got to take a break. Ugh. When we come back, I know Cam Newton's been the big story this week. We'll talk about Cam Newton's addition to the Patriots roster with Mark Daniels, the great Mark Daniels, when he joins us coming up next on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.